was a mistake of film. I don't want to see that in the same situations. But maybe then, since we want to try to set up a space to be able to talk through those different, to talk through difficult topics and talk about different difficult moments, we can introduce the collaboration guidelines, because we're using it collaboration guidelines because for us it's not about so much behavior, but it's about how to be together. So that's why we kind of we put the focus on collaboration more than being. Yes, we've printed it. So, of course, we started in 2019, the collaboration guidelines, knowing that it's never going to be finished. So it's an ongoing thing that we try to review every year. It's hard because when you want to be complex and nuanced, then it becomes a novel. So we have a short version and a long version of the guidelines. So we say that this is a document that we use to sort of try to think how to be together, but we completely also, we're very aware that it might not be always, super clear, or we might also completely disagree with some of the things. And the work session is actually one of the moments that we really take as an opportunity to open them and kind of open them, discuss them, put them into question. What time is it?
It's 11:08.
So what does this mean? Maybe we can read just the guidelines, not the whole thing. I think it's good if you can read the whole thing, but maybe what is interesting to read together is the guidelines themselves, not the commitment or the context. What do you think later?
Yeah, it's also related to time, no? Like how much time do we have available? Because what we were thinking was to pay some attention to this document, not for several reasons. One is that it's made by Constant over the years, and we have a lot of input, but we're not in Constant, so yes. And it's also interesting to think of the context and you know, a different group and how this would be read by people who've never seen it before.
Yeah.
So we do sometimes read it together, but it's also quite an enterprise now, it takes time.
Yeah.
And so one idea was to maybe split up in small groups and do a reading in the small groups and try to understand within a small group how this could be either raising questions or opening the issue of collectivity, of working together, no? And to see them, to come back together and to see if there's a discussion that relates to where we are now and how we want to work throughout the week. And I don't know if you say, what did you say again, what time it was?
It's just short after 11, so we're really good in the
time. Yeah, so
we're
really good actually.
So we have 1.5 hours now
for
to do that in whichever format we do that, and or maybe 1 hour and 20.
I mean, what I would say is to even reduce reading the guidelines, so maybe we do only the bold printed.
Okay.
And we do this in this now, and then maybe we can split up and have more of a discussion in this one group.
But it's we will split in groups to try to focus a bit on the forms of togetherness that you can find in the guidelines, because it's kind of the main focus of the week, forms of being together and take care of each other as in a group. So that's why we kind of shifted to that. And but that we hope also that we're honest with the fact that it comes from Constant Fournier, and we're not in Constant, we're not only with Constant, and that it should not be taken as it is, that it's okay to kind of resist some of it also, of course, if that feels necessary.
Or maybe all of it. You just go past. It's also possible.
Yes, let's maybe do it.
What's the system? Do we...
Yeah, let's go in like...
Circular?
Okay, and only the bold.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody wants to speak, you speak.
Yeah.
If somebody is afraid, if not, you can't skip. No?
Not read.
I want to start.
Okay.
Then I'm not in the server. I'm still the dot. Refusing and deconstructing sexism, racism, queer antagonism, ableism, ageism, and other kinds of oppression.
Leaving physical, emotional, and conceptual room for other people.
Respecting other beings, present or not, human or not.
Caring for your physical and digital environment.
I just wonder.
Avoiding.
Yeah, it should be avoided. Sorry. Avoiding to speak for others.
Which is
I like.
Avoiding to speak for others.
Try not to be solely guided by your preconceptions.
Taking time to actually listen.
Asking before assuming.
Welcoming multiple processes of unlearning.
Accepting differences.
Recognizing that words and ways of speaking impact people in various ways.
Caring for language gaps.
Using free, libre and open source software whenever possible.
Asking for explicit consent before sharing photographs or recordings on proprietary social media.
The default license for material and documentation is the collective conditions for reuse CC4.0.
Knowing that taking all of the above into account is sometimes easier said than done. Can I maybe also say that you will see that it has, there are like two threads being woven into this cloud. So you have like the question of how to be together, but there's also a lot of guidelines around how to use software. So that's the terms that you might not recognize immediately. And also maybe, can you talk about the thing that's like present in the world?
It's a good that's a good introduction to this, no?
Yeah,
we will talk more explicitly about it this afternoon because it's part of the documentation. But one way to also have a sort of self-reflection on what we are doing and trying to be critical about that, no, is that we feed every day a sort of summary to Donatella and Mia, our colleagues in Constant, who are in Brussels. And they will then, the day after, process this material and give us a reply. So we call that the echo station. This thing is how they are fed with audio recordings. It is a video recorder, but the lens is there and I'm not recording video. I'm recording audio snippets throughout the day, today, and this afternoon we will talk more about it, the ideas that we share also this this work. Voilà, so that's maybe shortly to explain why this is here. It's not supposed to go anywhere, but also that we can see throughout the week how to work
so
with this documentation.
So the main purpose of it is to send some material to the echo station who will kind of answer us back. So it's not public for now, but it's possible that the echo station at some point at the end of the week will propose something, but then we will ask you if you're okay with it and to hear it, to listen to it before, and we will not publish it without anyone's consent.
And also it's now on during public sessions. But if we sit in small groups, it's really up to you if you want to take and sort of record something to it, so leave a message, let's say,
mm-hmm.
to it, but it's not that it will be coming and recording conversations, of course. It's more
mm-hmm.
for these gathering moments.
Mm-hmm.
You can also explicitly use it to send messages to our colleagues who are feedbacking. So you say, hello, Donatella, I'm here. We have an idea. Then grab all the recorders and speak to them.
If you don't feel comfortable with this, then let us know, then we turn it off, of course. It's not that it has to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so we split up in groups.
Yeah.
But are there any questions or something?
But maybe it's, the question are good to keep in,
except
if it's like really. Maybe the question is good to keep them in for the groups. And then we will gather back, we'll gather again at some
yep.
point.
Mm-hmm.
But so what do we ask explicitly to everyone is to try to notice, and maybe take a mental note, or not them, the different ways, the different forms of togetherness in the text, and to maybe like reflect on what is there, but also maybe notice if something is missing, if you feel there's some type of exclusion also there. And there are some, because of course that's kind of difficult to do without. But so, yeah, that's the task for now.
Yeah, and to make some note or some mental registration of that, so that afterwards we can have like more or less, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour discussion based on that, no?
Yeah.
So we have an exchange.
Yeah, exactly.
No?
Yeah, so I would suggest looking at the time, we take half an hour now in the smaller groups and then we come back together, so that maybe like 20 past 12 we can just clear that out a little bit, the whole situation, and then we go for lunch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be coming around and saying like 5 more minutes or something.
And half an hour includes then a collective feedback after, or?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
No, so it's, actually, I wanted more, but I would say, wait, so it's actually 45 minutes of discussion and 30 minutes of, it was supposed to stop at 12:30.
Yeah.
Okay, so the groups are?
Like
how
three or four.
Yeah,
three, four.
I think it's a good chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Half an hour or 45 minutes?
45 minutes.
Yeah.
To discuss among each other.
Yeah.
It's not
long.
It's long.
I think 30 minutes in the smaller group and then have some time for the bigger one.
Yeah.
Actually,
if you want to stop earlier.
When to come together again.
And let's check then in half an hour if somebody needs more time. If we feel like okay this was enough, then we stop in half an hour.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.